every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And I believe we heard that sometimes that gets used. We'll pass the plate again. Now, don't think that we're really down on your case or anything. You can be happy about it. We just need a bigger building. And so as soon as we get the bigger building, we'll all just rejoice in the Lord. But we're going to pass the plate again. We didn't get enough offering this morning. Well, that's the understanding that some people are given about giving. This ain't the context. This is giving of what Christ has given you. And Christ didn't go around with money bags passing out a bunch of things like that. He said, don't even think that your life consists of the abundance of these things which you possess. Houses, cars, things like that. That's a bunch of covetousness. And as Paul said, don't make this a covetousness. This is not a covetous situation. This is a kind of giving where you get out of the love that you have. Give what? Give to your brother. Get up and preach, share whatever gift God's growing in you. Minister it out. Share it out. And be happy about it. Well, sure. It's a happy thing. You know, it's a happy thing to feel your Christ working. And that's what this is all about. Paul knew that when his Christ was working, he was happy. And he knew that when these people were working their Christ, they would be happy. They just maybe needed a little nudge now and then. Get up and work your Christ. Let your Christ work. Makes you happy. It does. It feels good to have that Spirit of God working through you. Verse 8, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you. Not just because you gave a lot of money. Remember? For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself, is a gift of God, not of works. Lest any man should boast. You don't get grace because of these works that you've been doing out here, of building this or passing out your money or things. It's because of your faith you get grace. So you believe this message, mix your faith with it, work it, God will give you more grace. He wants to just keep pumping it in, and there will be ministers there to minister it to you. That ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Says good work. Is there any other kind of work besides carnal work? Yeah. You know, Jesus said, I believe the tie-in in your line is something like John 10:32 here. And in John 10:32, Jesus says, I do these good works. So for which good work are you going to stone me? Well, Jesus wasn't out doing carnal work. He was out preaching the Word of God. That was the work that he was doing. He was ministering out the Spirit. That was the good work. So here, that's the good work, the God work that these Corinthians needed to be doing, ministering out. And then he talks about God in 9, as it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. God is a great giver. God is a Spirit. What does he give? He gives of his Spirit. 10, now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness. Fruits of your righteousness. That's what's going to increase. Righteousness. What are the fruits of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, righteousness. It's one of those fruits of the Spirit. These are the things that are going to abound and grow. And what's this seed that God gives to the sower? Well, yeah, there's natural seed that the farmer sows out. But what did Jesus say? The seed is what? The Word of God. The seed is the Word of God. God is the one that makes that Word of God available to us. That's what he made available to these Corinthians. He's making the seed available. It's going to do the work. You plant that seed in your mind, it's going to produce. 11, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. Yeah, we're enriched in all things. We had in the book of Acts this morning in class, where Peter and John were at the Gate Beautiful, with the guy that had been lame from birth. And Peter fastened his eyes on him, and I believe it was John said, "Silver and gold have we none." Zip. "But such as we have,
amen,
we give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up on your feet and walk." What did they have? They had some spirit of Christ that they were able to give. They didn't have monetary things to give. They had the spirit of Christ to give.
Amen.
And they gave it freely. They were cheerful givers. That was a happy time. Feel that spirit of Christ move through them and watch this man get up and walk and jump and shout for joy and praise God. Whatever I said.
Amen.
He was thanking God.
Amen.
Verse 12, "For the administration of this service not only supplieth the one of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God." God wants us to give thanks to Him. Because He's given us so much, we give thanks. That's like a suction cup that gets put on God. They're appreciative of what they've been getting.
Amen.
"I want to give them some more." "Oh, they're appreciating that too. Let's give them some more." "Oh, they appreciate that too."
Amen.
You know, He's not a dumb investor. If somebody was given some spirit, they just went over here, and like the parable of the guy with the talents, and just went over and hit it. God isn't going to say, "Well, I know you hit that one. Here, let me give you 10 more just to try you some more." No, He took that one away from the one, gave it to the one that had worked what He got, because He had appreciated it. He had used what He had been given. That's what God wants us to do, is use what we've been given. That shows our thanksgiving. Well, verse 15, "Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift." So, what's that gift? Well, it's His faith, it's His understanding, it's His knowledge, it's His love, it's His all of His grace, all these spiritual things that God's given us. And we can give thanks. And how do we do that? By whatever we have, sharing it out.
Amen.
So that we can all have equality in this family of God.
Praise God.